Let's focus now on an artist who is taking the hip-hop, and some could argue the sports world, by storm. Let our colleague Steve Inske take it from here.
Here's a song with a title one letter long. It's the letter I. The artist is Kendrick Lamar.
This is a world premiere. I done been through a whole lot. Trial, tribulation, but I know God.
I done been through a whole lot, he raps. Like many a rapper, he sings of himself. But there's something different about Kendrick Lamar. When you see that one-letter song title, the letter I, the first-person pronoun, is lowercase. This song is catchy enough the NBA adopted it in an ad for the upcoming season. Pro basketball is just catching up to an artist who's been building a devoted fan base for years. What draws people in is his storytelling, arguably. Think again about that lowercase I. We're going to talk about his music with the hosts of Microphone Check, NPR's hip-hop podcast, journalist Franny Kelly and Ali Shaheed Muhammad, famous from A Tribe Called Quest. Welcome to you both.
Hey, hey.
Thanks, sir.
So what is it about Kendrick Lamar as you see it?
I think the reason why Kendrick resonates with so many people is that, unlike many other rappers that brag and boast, he paints pictures that you can smell the environment. You can clearly see in depth what the environment is. He doesn't just kind of like go on the surface.
They wanna say it's a war outside, and a bomb in the street, and a gun in the hood, and a mob of police, and a rock on a corner, and a line full of fiend, and a bottle full of lean, and a model wanna see ya. These days of frustration keep y'all on.
Sometimes the praise for a literary rapper can be a little bit overblown and even have intimations of, like, you know, rap is good if it's less like rap. However, the ways that Kendrick really succeeds is as a performer, both on record and on the stage.
And even though some of the content is street-oriented, about being the baddest rapper, about being in a position where you can't afford gas for your car, but you still want to go see a girl that has your interest, he just describes those things in a way that has more realistic feeling to it.
You know, when you say can't afford gas for the car, what you're saying is he's not just proclaiming how bad he is. He's actually being vulnerable. He's admitting to his own shortcomings.
Completely. And I believe when an artist goes out and really exposes how vulnerable they are by being truthful and not trying to, you know, perpetrate something that's not true, people like that. Sometimes you can be super lyrical. Some rappers who are as poetic, they're so lyrical and the content is over people's heads. Kendrick isn't like that.
I agree. That's, to me, the most interesting part about Kendrick is his charisma and his ability to connect. Because when he says I in that song, if you're familiar with his body of work, it's actually not 100% clear that that is him, because he plays so many characters. And to do that, he changes his voice. And to me, the way that he's able to embody other people with this voice and really get at you is graceful. He is deft. He is superior in his ability to do this.
Well, let's listen to a hit of his from 2012. It's called Good Kid, in which he raps, I got ate alive yesterday.
I'm easily pray, I got ate alive yesterday. I got animosity building, it's probably big as a building. Me jumping off of the roof, it's me just playing it safe. But what am I supposed to do when the topic is red or blue? And you understand that I ain't, but no, I'm accustomed to just a couple that look for trouble and live in the street with rank. No better picture to paint than me walking from Bible study and call his homies because he has said he noticed my face from a function that took in place. They was wondering if I bang. Step on my neck and get blood on your Nike checks. I don't mind, cause one day you respect the good kid, Mad City.
There's another one. You talk about vulnerability. He describes someone stepping on his neck and getting his shoes bloody. I mean, this is a guy getting beat up.
Yeah, that's another crazy part about Kendrick Lamar is his success. How is he going platinum off songs like this?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I think it's partly the vulnerability, it's partly his ability, it's partly a years-long strategy laid out by his management team in partnership with now a major label. But I think maybe also it's the time. I think that there are moments in hip-hop culture and pop culture when we become ready for somebody to complicate our lives.
Okay, going platinum and charting out a career, what has this man done to get this music before the public?
It wasn't really about, you know, a mass marketing sort of a thing. It was just him, an artist going in a studio, not having any molds placed on him in terms of the type of record that he had to make. You know, he was just making his
music.
He
took time to get really good and to figure out what his voice would be. And while he was doing that, he built his fan base in L.A.
Yeah.
So how does a guy in his mid to late 20s go to the next level then? What is the next level?
I think he should just consistently do what he's been doing. And that's probably not listening to the outside world and listening to himself.
He has said in interviews since the beginning that he tries to change with every album. So I think he's probably going to switch it up for this next one, which is probably due in early 2015.
You know, it's really interesting to hear you talk because you talk about finding out what his voice would be. And it's a reminder that almost everybody is at least a little bit weird. And if you're going to be creative, part of the creative process is getting to that point where you can just channel your own weirdness and not be trying to replicate what else you've already heard.
I think that's what the purpose of the first single, this new song, I, is really saying, just that. You know, he says to the fashion police, I'm wearing my heart. You know, so that if that doesn't tell you who, that I'm really comfortable in who I am, and if you don't know or find me just too awkward or I don't fit into your program, well, then so be it.
And that's so reinvigorating for fans of hip-hop. The parallels that are most often drawn are between Kendrick and Nas and Kendrick and Outkast. And Nas came out at a time when it wasn't really okay to be a street kid, and he just was himself. And Outkast, when they came out, they just were their own different guys with different priorities, and that was okay. And the way that he embraces himself is like, that is the most hopeful sign that we have, that hip-hop can have balance.
Franny Kelly and Alicia Heed Muhammad of NPR's Microphone Check. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody looking at you crazy. What you gonna do?